This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Bala, and here are today's top local stories.
Day two in City Hall for Mayor Mamdani. The mayor this afternoon announcing the creation of the Office of Mass Engagement, saying this new office will work to bridge new connections between City Hall and community organizers, faith leaders, and everyday New Yorkers.
Too often, engagement is fragmented or symbolic. Too often, people are asked for input, but never see how it shapes outcomes. Today, that changes.
The office will be headed by the mastermind behind Mamdani's campaign field operation, Tasha Van Auken. Earlier today, the mayor appointed Ali Najmi as chair of his advisory committee on the judiciary. New year means new laws. New York State now offers a $1,000 tax credit for each child under four to families who meet income requirements. Parents whose income is over a certain level will receive a smaller credit. The minimum wage goes up 50 cents to $17 an hour here in the city, Long Island, Westchester. Across the rest of the state, it goes up 50 cents to $16. There's a new law requiring large insurance companies to cover cool caps, which prevents hair loss for cancer patients going through chemo. A deadly house fire in Hillside, New Jersey. Heavy flames broke out around 5:30 this morning at the home on Center Street. Firefighters found a 70-year-old woman dead on the second floor. Her 50-year-old son is in stable condition after being treated for smoke inhalation. Cause of this fire is under investigation. 17-year-olds among two injured by bullets on New Year's Day in Newark. Cops say there were two separate incidents minutes apart last night just before 9. A man who was shot near the corner of Isabella and South Orange Avenues is in critical condition. Minutes later, the 17-year-old shot in the foot at 200 Georgia King Village. He's in stable condition. Both shootings are under investigation. No arrests yet. An eyewitness to the deadly shooting of a rideshare driver in the Bronx has come forward to say he knows the suspect.
In the words of this eyewitness, the alleged shooter was drunk, and when he walked out of the after-hours bar to see that his car was damaged, he emptied his gun. Fernando Mateo with the State Federation of Taxi Drivers translated for the man.
He was coming in and out of the place, and he saw that somebody swiped his car, and he just walked out and just started shooting at every car that was going by.
Rideshare driver Issa Isak was driving by at the time and was shot and killed.
This driver wasn't the intended target.
Police say he had just finished a 12-hour shift on New Year's Eve. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Three firefighters are being treated for minor injuries after battling a two-alarm blaze early this morning on Staten Island. Heavy flames broke out just after 5:20 at a house on Norwalk Avenue near Manor Road. The cause of this fire is under investigation. Negotiations continue to try and stop 20,000 nurses from walking off the job at 12 hospitals here in the city and three on Long Island.
Mount Sinai West, one of the dozen New York City hospitals impacted by this potential strike. I spoke with one of their longtime nurses, Dinesh Forbes. She says their own health care is a major sticking point.
Nurses are not infallible to getting sick. We are human just like our patients. We get sick. We need to see the doctors. We end up in hospitals just as much. So we need that health care. And that's one of the things that we are asking for.
An increase in staffing and an upgrade to hospital security, also the items in negotiation. As those negotiations do go on, not just here, but also with the three Northwell hospitals on Long Island that could face a strike. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The union says they've delivered a 10-day strike notice. If agreements are not reached, as many as 20,000 nurses could go on strike on January 12th. What could be the biggest nurse strike in city history? Have you noticed more legal cannabis stores popping up here in the city?
A new high for the legal cannabis industry. There's now more than 550 adult use dispensaries open in New York State, double from a year before.
It's a good thing overall.
But Osbert Orduna, a disabled vet who owns the cannabis place in Queens, says unfortunately, veterans have been left out of the boom.
And service-disabled veterans are supposed to be a priority group under the actual law that legalized cannabis.
But Ajay Gibson, the co-founder of Nona Farms, says the state has really turned things around since the initial rocky rollout of licenses.
To help shape this industry to what it's supposed to be.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.